Lesson 31. Lesson 31, Sam, what are we learning in this lesson?
Well, in lesson 31, we take up another familiar consonant digraph. A consonant digraph, as I've said, is a consonant sound represented by two consonant letters, and in the case of lesson 31, it's WH. Now, WH here is pronounced with a slight H sound at the beginning, so we say when rather than when. When would be a simple W, but when we pronounce the WH, we tend to give it a slight H sound at the beginning, so we say when, which, what. Now, that may be a little too subtle for some of our learners and some Americans in general who speak, who simply, you know, use a simple W sound, W. But I'll have you read them, Helen, and let's see how you do.
I'll try my very best, Sam, and I'll use my best enunciation so that I will give it that little extra at the beginning.
Okay.
Okay. And actually, that really does make the difference between someone who enunciates very clearly and someone else who seems to slur their words together, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And since you've had experience in drama, you know how important it is to enunciate words correctly.
Right. All right, let's begin lesson 31. The example in the box is giving us the short eh sound, and the word is when. And reading down the column, when, whack. And in the eh column, the short I, there seem to be more short I words. Using the WH digraph in the front of the word, let's read these words together. Which, whim, whiff, whip, whiz. One more time. Which, whim, whiff, whip, whiz. And in the box, again, a slight variation for the ah sound. It's more of an sound. The word is what.